KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. A search is underway on the waters of Lake Comanche for a possible drowning victim. Amador Undersheriff Jim Wagner reports a call came in to the dispatch center just before 9 o'clock last night of a subject last seen struggling 100 yards offshore in the day-use area 5 minutes prior to the call. It's believed the swimmer was not wearing a life jacket and was a poor swimmer, and alcohol possibly is involved. The age of the missing swimmer or other details of the incident have not been released. Wagner said the sheriff's boat patrol was on the water throughout the night and have been using a handheld thermal imaging device and sonar.
Well, the Calaveras Sheriff Department reports that yesterday around noon, search teams reported finding possible aircraft debris around 1 mile south of the last known radar point of missing pilot Leroy Deldon Jr. Now, the area of the site was densely wooded and steep, and the aircraft appeared to have collided with one or more trees before coming to rest on a steep hillside. One deceased person was located in the wreckage, but due to the condition of the wreckage, neither the aircraft nor occupant was positively identified as being the missing beach craft and pilot. However, circumstantial evidence indicated that the wreckage was that of the missing beach craft. Investigators remained on scene throughout the night and will work with National Transportation Safety Board upon their arrival later today.
And the Amador Planning Commission has approved a new permit for a campground at the Kirkwood Resort. Meeting last night, the commission voted unanimously to approve a use permit for an annual outdoor camping retreat to be held at the mountain resort. The event is sponsored by REI Sporting Goods and is intended to encourage women to pursue camping and other outdoor activities. The permit will allow up to 75 tents housing 150 people at what is the Timber Creek Ski School during the winter. The permit is good for 3 years.
Amador County Board of Supervisors had a very short meeting yesterday, handling just a handful of items before adjourning in the morning. The board heard a presentation from the Amador County Art Council's Megan O'Keefe, who outlined the council's work in the county. The council focuses on arts education, with classes for various audiences as well as concerts and other activities. Now, the board approved a resolution designating the county as partner to the California Art Council, which results in $35,000 in annual funding for the Amador Arts Council. Now, in other business, the board agreed to allow 5 garages for property owners in Kirkwood.
And the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch for later this week. Hot temperatures Friday into early next week will increase heat-related illnesses for those exposed to prolonged outdoor heat, especially the elderly, children, and other sensitive groups. With temperatures forecast into triple digits, long outdoor exposure will increase chances for heat-related illnesses, especially for sensitive groups. Area waterways are running very cold and fast, increasing the risk for hypothermia and drowning. As a precautionary measure, drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. And of course, make sure your outdoor animals have a clear, cool water source.
And Calaveras Foothill Fire Safe Council has received some money from PG&E to help with their fire prevention. The utility recently donated $75,000 to the council as part of their $2 million effort across the PG&E service area. Now, the money will be used for chipping and defensible space projects throughout the county. This is the fourth consecutive year PG&E has funded local Fire Safe Council projects to help residents protect their homes, communities, and environment from wildfire. Now, many of the projects are focused on creating fuel breaks and emergency access to help CAL FIRE and local departments safely fight fires when they do occur. They're also planning to fly airplanes over specific routes in the daytime, when and where they expect most fires to start.
And the Pi Kappa Phi fraternity brought their Journey of Hope through Amador County yesterday. The Journey of Hope North team traveled from Sacramento to Jackson yesterday. The team makes the climb up Highway 88 every year on their way to Washington, D.C., and makes a special stop in Jackson to visit with people from the arc of Amador and Calaveras counties. Writer Will Gradle from Illinois told us yesterday that friendship visits, like the one they had with their friends from the ARC, are a great experience that keeps them pedaling.
I'll tell you, there's nothing better than rolling up to a stop and giving everyone a high five as you're walking into the visitor center. You know, seeing the smiles on their faces with every tooth and every gum, it really hits you, and it really, you know, it's wonderful to make those meaningful relationships, because that's what it's all about, building a community, one relationship at a time, to make sure that we're all living in a place that we can be proud of.
Today, the team will tackle one of the toughest challenges, traveling up Highway 88 over Carson Pass, ending in Tahoe. The men average about 75 miles per day on their journey, which takes them from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. They're wrapping up breakfast right now and should be leaving very shortly from the Mel's Diner parking lot here in Jackson. And that wraps up a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday, this 14th day of June for 2017. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.